Patrick Mike's been, oh, sorry.
Obviously, you've known him just from watching him lead.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been around for a while.
So yeah, yes, he has.
What kind of things do you guys talk about today?
Just, you know, just how it is out here, you know, how New York was when he was here playing with the Jets. You know, just little things like technique wise, you know, just out there getting to know us and getting comfortable.
Hardwick coaches said there are many ways you can try to simulate pressure for a kicker in these situations, but bringing in another guy on the roster, what seemed to me to be the most dramatic or the most visible one, do you look at it that way? Does it change your mindset at all?
Yeah, not at all. You know, I mean, every day I came out here, you know, trying to compete with the rest of the open spots around the league, and you know, just having Mike out here, you know, there's an extra guy I can talk to, that I can look at, you know, kind of emulate what he's doing, you know, little things I can pick up like that, you know, with this. He's a great veteran and stuff, so you know, it's good to have him out here and good to see him go to work and you know, see his work ethic and see if I could pick up some stuff.
Aldrick, you were 4-for-4 during the team session and field goals. What was working for you today?
I felt good, you know, the whole snap, the whole operation felt really, really clean, a lot smoother today. So, and it goes back to fundamentals, you know, we pick up little things in film and we come out and we try to fix them. So it's coming along. So the operation is looking good.
How would you characterize your confidence? You know, you've had some mini camp time here and now some early training camp. And what are you, obviously you're a young guy trying to find your way. So how do you characterize, you know, how confident you've started to become?
You know, it all starts with making kicks and building your confidence. So, you know, the more kicks I make, the straighter my ball gets, the more height I can get. You know, with the cleaner operation, you know, I start building confidence in myself, with my teammates, with my coaches, and it's fun to be out there when you feel like that.
When you make four, do you sit there and go, okay, or do you sit there and go, that's day one, we do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, so I'll go one kick for one kick. So I go one for one, and I'll scratch whatever 10 seconds happens, so I'll go one for one again. So that's the way I look at it.
When you have a veteran with you in camp, what are the kinds of things that you would ask him that you would want to know, that you're curious about, that he might be able to tell you?
You know, it comes with, you know, just the start of your career. What would you do if you could go back to your rookie year? What kind of work ethic, you know, does it take to have a career that long in the NFL? So it's just anything to progress my career and make myself better. So, you know, it's great to have him here, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
It kind of sounds like having him here, other than the fact that he's competing, could help you. It could be a benefit to you. Is that a fair assessment? I mean,
Yeah. Any kicker, I feel like if you get two kickers together, you know, they kind of work off each other, you know, kind of motivate each other. So, you know, if he makes one, I want to make one and stuff like that, you know.
Was it weird not having anybody around? I mean, I'm assuming back in the day, going back to college, you probably were competing with other guys, right?
Yeah. It felt like I could build confidence like that without having so much pressure on me, mm-hmm. you know. But, I mean, I welcome any type of game simulation as we get closer to the preseason now. So these next couple weeks, hopefully we can start emulating more pressure on me, making some kicks.
At what point did they tell you that they may bring somebody in? Did you just find out yesterday or today, or was that something that was kind of, you knew was going to be in the plan for a while?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be in the plan for a while. So when I got signed, they said we want to bring a young guy in, and we're going to bring two people. We're going to have two kickers. So I always knew in the back of my mind, just keep doing you and keep working on what you can work on.
Aldrick, do you see any similarities to the situation you had in Tennessee where I believe you competed with Ryan Succop, I believe?
Yeah, Ryan Succop was a great guy. You know, I mean, anytime you have a veteran you're kicking with, you know, you can pick up a lot of stuff from him. And it's good to see, you know, how he comes to work every day, his work ethic, his diet and stuff, what he eats. So it's good to have a veteran out here.
Have you remained in contact with Ryan since you left Tennessee?
Yeah, I've talked to Ryan a couple times, yeah, and it sounds like he's doing very well right now. So,
can he offer you any sort of lessons on this competition?
Yeah, it just all goes back to how I was over there, you know, just keep doing work on what you can work on and just keep doing what you can do. Get better every day.